Attention listeners, AfterSight's annual hike is coming up on July 27th.
It was a really good experience for me.
Visit aftersight.org/hike and become an audio trekker today.
That hike today gave me so much courage.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want. Hello, hello, hello. Such an amazing day today. And I am getting the gardening and the lawn bug. I'm trying to get my lawn back taken care of. And so there's a lot of things like the herbicides, the pesticides, the fertilizer, the seeding, the topsoil, the watering, and all that fun stuff is happening in the Price household.
I like Price hold.
The Price hold. That's exactly right. It is what it is at this point. Evan, how you doing, my man?
Doing pretty good.
What's up with you?
Well, I was just headbanging to the intro for the fun of it.
Dude, me too.
It's a banger.
It is. That's right.
I am absolutely digging the spring weather. This is my, like, spring and summer is my favorite. This is when I kind of feel a lot happier personally and more motivated.
I know.
And it's like, you know, I kind of want to start my own garden at the Starnes apartment hold.
There you go.
And apparently they've got these, you know, I was thinking like an arrow garden or something, but they also have they have these really cool like mini greenhouses that look like a fish tank.
Yes.
And
yeah, my mom has one of those. She has one of those arrow gardens. Those are awesome.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Maybe you should absolutely get one.
Because
absolutely get one.
Yeah. Gardening is honestly quite therapeutic.
It can be. She has these flowers that she's growing right now that are just overtaking her kitchen.
Yeah.
And she loves it. It smells really good. And so in a couple of weeks, she'll be doing the veggies and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to have you over to barbecue because I'm cleaning off the barbecue this weekend. And I mean, I've been using it all winter, but it just needs that spring cleaning and that spring, rejuvenation. If you will.
There you go.
It's time to, you know, update all the yard tools and the stuff. And so, it's pretty good. You know, speaking of updating, now we have had so many comments and we have referenced the, there's more
episode.
Because it just kept coming and coming and coming. And we're like, okay, seriously, Muhammad, you got to stop now because you're talking a lot. And then there's more stuff, and we couldn't even fit it all into one show. We had to cut out some of the stuff. So
we sure did.
Without further ado, a friend of the show, Muhammad Lashir, our dear friend, is back with us. Muhammad, how are you, my friend?
I am doing pretty well. Also digging the spring weather. In the Netherlands, it's a bit rainy and then sunny and then rainy again. It's kind of unpredictable, but you know,
that's
unpredictable
Colorado
is half the fun. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. You put on a jacket and then you regret it later on, and you're like, "Wait, why did I do this in the first place?"
And then you don't put on a jacket, and you regret that later on. You're like, "Where's
my jacket? Why did I do this in the first place?" Exactly.
That's where you just get one of those windbreakers and hope it doesn't rain, and you're just kind of like, "Yeah, whatever."
Right.
Well, very cool. Well, if you guys don't know, Muhammad is one of the, correct me if I'm wrong, developers or tech wizards and gurus over with
Vispero.
Thank you,
company,
Vispero.
Yeah.
I was
pretty big name.
Go for it, Evan.
Yeah.
So I can't, my words ain't working right now.
That's all right. I think mine have decided to work today. But yeah, Mohammed is the tech guru at one of the tech gurus at Vispero, the big old company behind things like JAWS for Windows, the screen reader, or Fusion, or they also have a couple of other different Braille displays and stuff. You might have heard them before as Freedom Scientific. But yeah, he works with Vispero, and we've already had him on a couple of times to talk about some of the new and exciting things coming to JAWS and in some cases even Fusion. But wait, there's even more that has come out this year, and incredibly exciting stuff, some of which includes AI. So yeah, Mohammed,
there we go.
Things like the Picture Smart feature. I think we should just kind of dive right in, honestly, and just talk about some of the new and exciting stuff that has come out since the last time you've been on BLT.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan to me. I mean, there is even more, so let's get started.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's address the elephant in the room first, and I think that is Picture Smart AI. Picture Smart AI is a an update to a feature that we've had actually for a long time, since 2019. And Picture Smart in its original form would take a picture and create a sort of a set of keywords that would belong to that picture. So you would get like a heading that says, oh, this probably is I don't know, it's probably a tree. And then you get a tag list where it tells you some of these tags belong to this picture, like outdoors and plant and tree and blue sky and all that good stuff. And then it goes from that, it goes to, well, there's probably also grass in this picture. And then there may also be a person, but there you're really not sure what it is. But of course, since a couple months back, we've had AI really exploding onto the scene.
Oh yeah.
The previous version of Picture Smart was, of course, using AI, because computer vision these days always is AI. Even if you go back 10 years, it was always AI that did computer vision-y things. But with the large language models coming up, that really has been taking over. And you can get much more detailed, much more expressive and better picture recognition and description from these systems. And so instead of using the old AI that we used to use before that would just give you those keywords, now we are using the new LLM systems, large language models, to actually generate descriptions of pictures for you. Think of it as Be My Eyes, but on your desktop with any image that you could get to with Picture Smart before, like, for example, something on the web. If you encounter a graphic in a PowerPoint presentation, or a screenshot that you can just take and immediately send off to Picture Smart, and it'll go and analyze it for you and tell you all that's there. So you can use it during your online shopping and all that stuff. And you can use it on social media. Of course, Be My Eyes is a very good app, but Be My Eyes, You have to take a picture right in the app, or you have to go to your picture gallery. But with JAWS, we have really made sure that the Picture Smart picture gathering capabilities are pretty good, so that you don't have to jump through hoops.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because if you wanted a Be My AI quality description of something on your computer, you'd often have to just take a picture of your computer's screen and. It was clunky. It worked, but it was clunky. But it's so great to hear that this is just built in now. I'm wondering how it would work for things like maps and the like, because people go on like restaurant sites or stuff like that, or if you're looking at a coverage map for a business or something. I'm wondering how it would handle those. I'm sure it would do pretty well.
It would do pretty well. And one of the main questions that we are getting right now from our customers is, when will you add chat support? So we don't have that at the moment, but stay tuned, because we are working very hard on adding chat support. That was one of the things that we wanted to add initially, but we ran out of time for the March release. the release that just came out. And so we had to postpone that to the next one, but it is coming. That's for sure.
That's awesome. And how do people activate PictureSmart?
Right. So because we haven't finished the feature yet completely, for example, we don't have chat support, we put it into a program that we launched actually for ZoomText a year or two ago, that's called Early Adopter Program. And we brought that over to JAWS for a couple of things. We already talked about MathCat last time. Mm-hmm. And now we added PictureSmart AI also to that dialogue. So you go to your JAWS interface, you go to the options menu, and you arrow down until you hear Early Adopter Program. And if you press enter on that, a dialogue will pop up where you can enable everything that we put on there that are features that are ready to be shown and ready to be used, but not entirely ready to be fully released. And very many people have actually already activated it. So you can go there, tab around until you find the checkbox that says PictureSmart with generative AI. And if you enable that and then restart JAWS, you will have access to the new and improved PictureSmart.
Nice. And does it work similarly to the OCR where you would go into your layering menu with the JAWS key plus space, you'd hear that little, and then you'd hit R for OCR. Is it kind of similar to that?
Absolutely, yes. So for OCR, you do insert plus space followed by O, and then you get a whole set of commands that you can use. And for PictureSmart, it is insert plus space followed by P. And then you can type several commands, actually, and I'm happy to go through those with you guys.
I am curious, actually, what those commands are. This seems like a groundbreaking feature.
Right. So insert plus space followed by P, and then after that comes a number of commands. So the first one is C, and C is for control. So that's anything that you can encounter on the web or any other program. If you press insert space PC, we try to grab the borders around that control or image and then extract the image out of it. So even if JAWS thinks that you're looking at a button, for example, in Google Image Search, Google actually presents all the images that you can find there as buttons. But we'll just go in, we'll take the borders of those buttons, we'll extract all the pixels, send it up, and it will recognize it as an image.
That's really cool.
That's crazy.
And I really appreciate the technical explanation too, big time.
It kind of sounds like it takes
that Be My Eyes feature and just upgrades the minutiae or the fine detail in that to get more accurate representation of that image.
But also better way to actually grab images. So you don't need as many steps to grab them.
Does that work with PDF as well? Because I know there's been some times that you've had that we've seen PDFs have a hard time being read or I guess interpreted for screen readers. Does that help at all?
It may help. Yes. For PDFs that have multiple pages, we really do still recommend you use OCR because actually we can go in and we can grab all the pages and then OCR them one after the other and actually present you with a pretty nice document that is laid out the same as the PDF document itself. But you could still use PictureSmart. Absolutely.
That's incredible. And one more perspective I'll offer and then we'll kind of steer away. I think this would be ridiculously useful on Zoom and any video calls because there have been situations, and this is, I've actually done this with just standard old OCR in the past where, you'll have somebody throw up like a presentation or some notes and people will be following along and referencing them, but you kind of have to have your own separate copy. But I feel like with this, you could just snap a picture of your screen and then it will just lay out the notes for you. Like that's another use I see for this.
Absolutely. Yes, you can do that. Yeah.
That's incredible.
So, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is very good. So there's more keystrokes. Remember the base layer is insert plus space, then followed by P. Mm-hmm. And then there are two keystrokes that are actually very useful. The first one is S and the second one is W. So insert space followed by P followed by S or insert space followed by P followed by W. And those will actually snap screenshots for you. the S keystroke will snap the whole screen. It will get the whole screen, send it up to PictureSmart to be processed. And the W one will only snap a screenshot of your current window. So if you only want your conferencing window, there you go.
Oh my gosh. And that will also just solve the other problem of trying to use Be My AI with a phone, because you'll try and get a description and it'll read what you want, but then it'll also explain, you know, it'll read like your taskbar, your desktop sometimes if your window isn't maximized. And
yes.
Yeah, that's incredible. I'm not sure if we talked about this last time, but I'd heard rumblings of like an interesting little like Sharky voice assistant that you've got here now. And I'm very curious about what that is and how it works.
Yeah. So the voice assistant is a very interesting feature. It allows you to, if you don't remember commands necessarily, keystrokes, and you're better at remembering spoken commands, you can actually get JAWS to do certain things using this voice assistant. And it's, if you turn it on, I believe it's turned on by default. If you turn that on, then you can use the wake word, "Hey Sharky," to get your JAWS to start listening. And then you can ask it things to do.
So I could be like, "Hey Sharky, links list."
Right, instance. Exactly. Yes.
Cool. And
if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to like activate it using that keystroke and then shout "Hey Sharky" at it a couple of times and it doesn't listen. Like we have all been there with Siri and Alexa and all those. So if we are not immune,
that's awesome.
You can also use insert plus alt plus space, and that will actually get Sharky to start listening without you having to use the wake word.
That's nice. And honestly, like, being back in, I'm just going to offer my perspective once again, being in like middle school, high school, keystrokes when learning a screen reader are probably one of the biggest learning curves, because there are so many keystrokes. Yes. And they do so many things. So that's really neat. Absolutely.
Right.
What else do you got going here at Vispero?
Well, we got a bunch of keystrokes still left, and I'll go with around these like really quickly.
Also
got F for file. So if you're sitting in File Explorer on an image, you can press insert space PF to have it without having to open the file and try to snap a screenshot. It will just directly grab the file and send it up.
That's really neat.
And we have A, and A will actually acquire a picture from either your Pearl camera, your Freedom Scientific Pearl camera, or a flatbed scanner. So you can put something in there, press insert space PA, and it will actually scan it and send it up to PictureSmart to be described for you.
Wow.
So those are all the keystrokes that we have. And you can actually, so let's start with the, well, not we've already started, but let's continue with the actual systems that we use, because we have multiple systems that actually describe the picture for you. And we are constantly evaluating new ones. So we are looking at every system and what their capabilities are, and we're choosing based on that. We can also change those systems in the backend, so you don't necessarily need to install an update to get new and improved models. But currently we use Gemini from Google, and of course ChatGPT from OpenAI. Those are the two systems that will describe your image. And if you use just the normal keystrokes that I told you about just now, you'll get ChatGPT with some special prompting around it to keep the description for the picture relatively short. So we'll ask it to describe the picture, but not be as flowery as it normally is. So that you can just get a quick notion of what the picture contains. If you press all those commands that I just talked about, but with a shift as well, so insert space P followed by shift C or shift S or shift W, you'll get two descriptions, one from Gemini and one from ChatGPT, and there we let ChatGPT loose. So we take away all the constraints and we tell it, you know, just describe this picture, and it will go wild like it does with Be My Eyes and tell you everything that it can think of.
Yeah, which has a lot of benefits. So that's really cool that you give them the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a PictureSmart AI feature in a pretty big nutshell, I'll admit, but it's a nutshell on this.
Very much. And
that's pretty cool.
And we've definitely been all over the place. This is like a washing machine episode on the agitations, like back and forth, and back and forth from here, from Picture Smart to the Sharky assistant to, but yeah, we've been quite all over the place. Now you mentioned, now you mentioned bug fixes too. I'm very curious what bugs have been fixed, because those can be pretty crucial.
Yeah, so I don't have the list in front of me right now, but there are quite few issues on the web, for example, that we are constantly looking at. With I believe we had some stuff with table navigation. We are always looking at we're always looking at like office issues that come up in Outlook, for example. There may be some issues there, Teams and all that good stuff. So there's a lot of bug fixes around that and annoyances. Like we can share in the show notes probably a comprehensive list, not directly, but we can have a link to the What's New page on the Freedom Scientific website. And there you can see every single bug that has been fixed.
Very much.
Very cool. So what else is new? What else is coming out?
Right. So shifting over to the low vision community a little bit, we have actually massively expanded XFont. And XFont is our font smoothing technology. So if you have bigger magnification, you also have uglier letters because the letters get magnified. Right. And what looks good on 1x magnification does not look good on 8x, 10x, 12x.
Right.
And we have like improvements there where we improve the fonts. And those we had for a while, and then Office would change their rendering techniques, and then it would break, and then we would fix it again, then it would break again, and then we would fix it again. But now we've added them back in, and they're working, and we've actually come up with a mechanism where the fonts should break less often. So right now you can enable XFont and be actually pretty confident that everything will work the way you want it to in the entire Office suite. So that will be Outlook, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, all there. We will have XFont technology, and you'll have a better time reading everything. So that's a nice one.
Absolutely.
Well, this may be a very stupid question, so I apologize, and you can make fun of me for it.
No questions.
Will this help expand the font category or catalog that it's able to read?
Well, this is mostly for Zoom text, so this is not in JAWS. Right. And so it should be able to handle every font and basically just smooth it in a better way so that you can read everything better.
Absolutely.
Then we have added also new functionality to our other EAP early adopter program feature called MathCat. And MathCat is our new math support for JAWS. It's actually an open source library built by a guy named Neil Seufer. And he has built a pretty good and pretty robust math library for speech and Braille. And we are currently busy integrating that into JAWS. And we have recently added all the settings that you could set. So you can have terse speech or more verbosity. You can have navigation differences in the way that you move between items. You can have better table navigation. All that good stuff is now in JAWS as well. So that will help all our students out there who are working on
that. I wish I'd had some of this stuff back in high school. Because I imagine this math support, because the hardest thing when it comes to doing math on the computer, and what really kept me and a lot of my friends, just sticking to using an old Perkins for math homework, was the fact that it was really hard to navigate around things like fractions and large scale problems. Especially if they're multi-step. So it's really great to hear that you guys have added this functionality.
Yes, and it works pretty well. I mean, we had our own functionality before, and that worked pretty well as well. But Neil just took it to a whole other level, and so we decided to work with him on adding it to JAWS. And it's been amazing. The settings that he has make things a lot better, like the speech verbosity as you navigate, the speech verbosity as you're trying to get it to say things. All that stuff you can now change and work with. And that's
really
great.
Cool. Well, speaking of adding things, I think it's about time for one of our favorite segments on this show. The sandwich
of the week. So, Mohammed, you've been on twice now with different sandwiches. What do you got this time?
So it's Ramadan. I'm salivating right now. I'm pretty nice. Hungry, waiting for the time that I can eat. And it's not necessarily a sandwich, but it's this Moroccan kind of doughy thing called msemen. And it has, you can make it just without anything, and you can put that sucker on the grill with cheese in there. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's so very delicious. But I right now nice. Have one sitting in my microwave waiting for the time that I can eat, filled with chicken. And man, that thing is very, very good. Mm,
yummy.
Very delicious. Yes.
Can you describe that dish and kind of the flavors? That's something I've never heard of before.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, I think it's maybe non-bread comes closest to what it feels like to hold in your hands. And then the taste of it is, it's hard to describe. It's a little doughy, and it's very supple and pretty tasty. But the real taste comes from what you put in it. So you can put cheese in it to get that salty taste. You can put honey in it to get that sweet taste. Or you can put things like chicken or meat in there to get the meaty taste. So it really just switches flavors depending on what you put in there. It's really flexible. And we eat it like with breakfast with cheese and honey, or you eat it during the lunch or during your evening meal with chicken or meat or just veggies in there. And it soaks up all that taste, and it's just so good.
That sounds nice. Wonderful.
That does sound good.
Yeah.
That kind of goes along with my sandwich, but I'll wait for Evan. Go ahead.
Well, I think I've probably done mine before, but with spring coming around, you know, hunting season starting up. I'm also just frankly craving the heck out of it right now. I would love a good old elk burger. Those are my favorite. Nice.
That's true. Yep. Elk burgers are awesome.
Pepper jack cheese, a bit of maybe some onion. Mm-hmm. Oh man, yeah, you can't beat an elk burger.
My freezer is empty, so come fall, I'll definitely be up in the mountains trying to fill the freezer, and so that'll be a lot of fun. Mine's going to go kind of along with what Muhammad was talking about, but I'm going to go like pita and stuff it with the tzatziki and a chicken and all the wonder, like some nice beautiful cherry tomatoes and some fresh mozzarella and some spinach and
really healthy.
It's delicious. It's
even more so funny because that was literally my first pick, so that's hilarious.
Nice. That's funny.
Oh,
that's
my
super
gosh.
Funny. Well, Mohammed, all of the updates that you have kind of presented to us today, are these currently available or when are they rolling out?
No, they are currently all available. I have not spoken about anything that is still coming. We are still working on updates.
There are
even more scheduled for this year. So, yes, that's everything awesome. That I talked about is there right now.
Are you allowed to give us a teaser as to what might be coming up?
Well, the teaser I already given you.
Oh,
it's the chat functionality. So that's coming.
Yes, okay. Yes. All right. Yes, yes.
That's coming. You'll be able to chat to both ChatGPT and Gemini and actually have them answer questions. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, with the context specific advantage that it has, which is super awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like, Mohammed, I feel like we're just scratching the surface here. And golly goodness, I'm not sure what we're even going to call this episode. But wait, there's even more. It's like you guys are on fire at Vespero coming out with features.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. I do need to get my personal hands on Jaws. If I do, when I do, I would like to do some demos of Sharky and stuff for all of our BLT listeners because you guys need to hear it. That sounds like it's pretty cool. But yeah, can you remind us where can people find you?
Yes. So you can contact us always at support@vespero.com or freedomscientific.com. You can always contact us at training@vespero.com as well for all your training needs.
Absolutely.
I am about to create actually a Mastodon profile, but I haven't done so yet, so I can't share it because I don't have one. But right. I will do so as soon as I do have one. You may also be able to find me on LinkedIn just with my name, Mohammed Lashir.
Very
that's
good.
Where I'm nice. Present.
Well, is there any final thoughts or things you would like our audience to walk away with?
Well, we did just scratch the surface, I'll send you all the link to the what's new, because there's also new stuff for Split Braille and a whole bunch of other stuff. Like I said, bug fixes.
My God, Split Braille! We didn't even
talk about Split Braille, and there's new stuff even for that. So.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay.
I guess we're going to have you back on the show.
I'd be glad to be here anytime.
Absolutely.
Well, as we move forward, we're moving into the spring and we're going to be making some programming changes. And one of the changes is actually an extension of BLT, and we are going to be launching BLT Bytes, and that's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks, where our dear, wonderful, fantastic Evan is going to be creating these short little 5, 6, 7 minute sound bites of absolute beginner technology help tips and tricks. So anything from turning on your iPhone to turning on
voiceover,
your computer, your... That's right. Everything that you can possibly think of. So if you have suggestions, we need them. We want them. We love them.
Spam us.
720. That's right. 720-712-8856. Or you can email us at feedback@aftersight.org. And we also are going to be kind of adding a co-host. And so we have a couple of people who are going through the audition process. And so that will be happening in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. And I want to also remind you, the new podcast that'll be launching in late May, early June, Game Changers, is all about blind athletes and the sports they play. And we are going to have so much fun talking with people from the Olympics to people who are playing chess to people who are doing just sitting around playing goalball and climbing Mount Everest. And I mean, you name it, we're going to cover the whole sports and activity gamut. So we're very, very excited to be bringing that to you, because to be honest, there's not a single podcast that we can find that is all about blind and adaptive sports. So it's a thing that we really wanted to bring to our community. We want to make sure that you guys are getting the information. So if you have guests who we need to interview, who they have an amazing sports story, we just gave you the number. We just gave you the email address. Evan, do you have any comments about any of that stuff or anything you'd like to add?
Not particularly, but BLT Bytes, I'm really excited to get that ball rolling. So yeah, we've got one episode already kind of in the can, it's just about turning voiceover on and off using Siri. But yeah, we're going to do anything from the how to avoid fraudulent emails and phishing scams to answering phone calls, all of it. So I'm excited to get that ball rolling, and super excited for the new programming changes with BLT. It's going to be change, but it's going to be great change. And kind of really excited to see where we go here.
Yeah. And so with all of that, thank you guys for listening to BLT. Make sure that you like, subscribe, share this with all your friends and family, because even though this is more of a tech-related show, people still need to understand technology.
Always.
And so we really appreciate the comments and the sharing and all that kind of stuff. Again, if you have questions, comments, 720-712-8856, or email us feedback@aftersight.org. And on behalf of the Aftersight family and Evan Starnes, my name is Jonathan Bryce.
And don't forget to plug in your devices.